Talk about some of the basic halachos of slichos that we began saying yesterday evening. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is the basic source for, I guess you could call it, the story behind slichos and how it comes down to us as a major part of the Yom Noroyim Tfilos. And it really emerges from the episode of the Chet HaEgel following the event of Matan Torah. Klal Yisrael sins at the chait of the golden calf, and now Moshe Rabbeinu is back up on Har Sinai trying to achieve atonement for the Jewish people. Something that people often miss, that the total number of days Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai was actually 120. He went up for 40 days initially to get the Torah, came down, and that's when he saw them dancing around the golden calf. Had to go back for another 40 days, during which he was davening for them, and that's where our story picks up. After that, he came back down, announced that the Jewish people were, Hashem was going to be open to re-establishing his relationship with them, and he went back for another 40 days, which culminate on Yom Kippur. So the beginning of Elul, through Yom Kippur, those 40 days, that was the third segment, the final 40 days, and that's why it's the most auspicious time for Tefillah. But prior to that, we were still sort of in limbo, and that's where the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Yud Zayin Amud Bey, explains as follows. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, il mole mikro kosov I efshir la'omro. What I'm about to tell you is something which is impossible for a human being to try to suggest, but because the Torah, the psukim actually allude to it, so then we can pretend to imagine it as if it was something in the human realm. This is anthropomorphic. The Torah the imagery of that demonstration, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Moshe Rabbeinu, how Moshe Rabbeinu should daven for the Jewish people. He explained to Moshe Rabbeinu that there's this Yud Gimel Midos, these 13 principles, or 13, sorry, attributes of mercy, that when we call upon them, when we evoke them, Hashem never turns it back empty-handed. Malamed, this is the description that we could never come up with on our own, Malamed Shenis Atef HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibor, V'hera Lo L'Moshe Seder Tefillah. Hashem says, I'm going to... He actually demonstrates. He wraps himself in a talus. You know, Hashem wears tefillin. The Chazal tells that elsewhere. And it just says something different in Hashem's tefillin. Our tefillin focused on Hashem. Hashem's tefillin focused on us. But here Hashem is putting on the talus. And he demonstrates the Yud Gimel Midos that are the core of our slichos. What is the point of drawing such a vivid imagery of Nis'ativ Kishliach Tzibur, where Hashem dressed and behaved as if he was the chazan? So the answer is, the Vilna Gaon points out in Shulchan Aruch, that we see from here that the mechanism of the Yud Gimel Midos should be treated like any other Davar Shebekdusha, anything else that falls in the category of tefillos that require a minyan in order for us to conduct them. Davar Shebekdusha, that term, Davar Shebekdusha, something that's holy. It's a little bit strange. There's many things that are holy. Why is that the terminology used to refer to something that requires a minyan? So there's a backstory to that as well, also deriving from our... time in the Midbar. The Gemara says in Megillah that we have to link together three different psukim. V'nikdashti besoch b'nei Yisrael is the first. V'nikdashti, I shall be sanctified, besoch, amongst the Jewish people. That word, betoch, finds a parallel, a gezeirah shavah elsewhere. He bodlu mitoch ha'eda hara hazos. Hashem says to Moshe, everyone who's around Korach, v'adoso Korach, and all the other rabble-rousers who are part of his rebellion, he badlu mitocha eda hazos, separate yourself from amongst them. Okay? So we have on the one hand a pasuk which says, v'nekdashti besoch b'nei Yisrael, I'll be sanctified amongst the Jewish people. Then we have another reference to besoch, he badlu mitocha eda hazos, stay away from this evil assembly. And then we cross-reference yet again another similar word by the meraglim, the spies. There it says, Ad Masai La'eda Hara Hazos. How much longer, Hashem says, am I going to have to put up with this evil assembly? So we now connect the evil assembly of Korach to the evil assembly of the Meraglim. How Eda. So how many people were in the evil assembly of the Meraglim? 10. Because you had two exceptions. 12 tribes, each one with a messenger, with a representative, with a spy. Yehoshua and Kalev were the ones who stayed above the evil plot. And so you're only left with 10. So if you put it all together, the three different locations. One pasuk says, Toch b'nei Yisrael, amongst the Jewish people. I shall be sanctified amongst the Jewish people. Toch is compared to an Eda, a group, a congregation. And elsewhere, a congregation refers to 10. And that's essentially the basis for the concept of a minyan whenever a minyan is required. If you bring it back to its original source, v'negdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, what does it mean amongst the Jewish people? Amongst 10 men. Okay, I hope all that made sense. You know, the principles of logic, A equals B, B equals C, A equals C, syllogism, chain rule, whatever you call it. Okay, so that's where we get the number of 10. So that applies to a minyan, kedusha, kaddish, and so forth. The chiddush of this gemara that we just read in Rosh Hashanah is that even slichos has the status of a davar shebekdusha and also follows that same pattern requiring 10 people. Demonstrated by the fact that Hashem acted as if he was a shliach tzibor and taught Moshe Rabbeinu the way to daven under such circumstances when Klal Yisrael needs special rachmanas. So this question came to a new arena in the world of Zoom. I just looked up in history books, Zion Elul Tufshin Pei, 2020, okay, just about this time of year, Rav Schechter published a tshuva to all the communities. We're wondering, can you participate in slichos from a distance on Zoom? Can you answer to the Yud Gimel Midos, Hashem Hashem Karach HaMachanan, that's the core of slichos, if you're not actually in the minyan? If you have a broadcast from Deerfield Beach or from Young Israel Hokers, wherever it happens to be, can you answer to that slichos? So there are two different schools of thought. One school of thought said no, because Davar Shebekdusha requires you to be in the minyan. The other opinion says, as long as there is a minyan where the chazan is, so to take part, to answer to the minyan from a distance is acceptable because the core requirement, the prerequisite of the 10 people is already extant. You already have that in the place where the Zoom broadcast is coming from. And from based on that, Rav Schechter permitted anyone to follow along with slichos, not just in a passive way, but to be able to answer to this part of davening, even though it would require a minyan. This is not the same thing. It's important. This is not the same thing as being yotze via Zoom, yotze via microphone, right? We don't read the Megillah on Purim with a microphone. And the basic reason for that is because any electronic reproduction of the sound, you're not hearing the original voice of the chazan. And most posim agree that in order to be yotze, shomei ko'ona, that it's as if I'm saying it myself, I actually need to be hearing it. So if I'm around the table and someone's making kiddush, okay, so I'm hearing the words, and it's as if I'm saying it myself. But if it's reproduced electronically, you can't say that his words count for me. But we're looking for something else over here. We're not looking for a reproduction of that person's voice in my ears. All I'm looking for is a core group of 10 somewhere for me to join in with, right? I'm not relying on his Hashem Hashem Kel Rachum for me to be Yotze. I'm saying my own Hashem Hashem Kel Rachum. But as long as there is a minion somewhere saying it, so then I can join up with that minion, and that is sufficient. Okay, I think next time we'll have to talk about some of the dynamics of what does a person do if they find themselves without a Zoom and without a minion. What can you say, what can you not say, based on what we learned tonight.